Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. These are the words of God. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So for the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Now, the entire books have been written, opening up the teaching of this proverb. But we see three things very briefly this evening. One is the command. The second is the manner in which the command must be obeyed. And the third is the reason or the goal in obeying the command. The first command then is keep your heart. Your heart is an unruly thing. Even after you have a new nature from Christ, you still have that remaining sin, that remaining fleshliness, in which your heart continues in some ways to be deceitful above all things, unknowable, untraceable, is maybe the best, translation for that Hebrew verb in Jeremiah. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. For us, the heart is incorrectible. So we can't know it, but God knows it. And so we need to believe Him and what He tells us about it. And we can't fix it. If we knew it, we would know how bad it is, that it can't be fixed. But God can fix it. His grace changes the heart. Yes, even gives us a new heart altogether. Exchanges our heart of stone for a heart of flesh. And He is the one who searches out the things of our heart and makes known to us whether there is any unclean thing in us. And so in order to keep our heart, we have to come to faith in Jesus Christ and depend upon His grace as the Spirit works in our hearts. So we have to use His means, that worship in the evening and in the morning, that day of worship on the Lord's Day, which is the Sabbath in the age of Christ and the Spirit and the spread of the gospel to all the nations. But it means more than doing these exercises that we know from Scripture and have therefore good hope God will use to work on our hearts. It means to pay attention to what's going on in our hearts and submit ourselves to God and to be willing to humble ourselves and to fight against that which in our heart is wrong. And so if our heart is wrongly discouraged, we say, "Oh, why, my soul, art thou cast down?" And if our heart is grumbling or complaining, we say, "Bless the Lord, my soul, my whole heart, and all that is within me. Praise His holy name. Bless the Lord and forget none of His benefits." And so our hearts must be instructed and brought into line by the Word of God. We must not be those who are ruled by our hearts or treat our hearts like they are some independent, untamable thing. That may be true for those who do not know God and who are strangers to the grace of God. But we must not be such people. We must be those who know that one of God's, one of the things that God does with His people, He works on them by His Spirit and brings them to faith in Jesus Christ, as He leads them in the keeping of their hearts. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit of God you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And so we ought to be those who keep our hearts. We ought to be those who are paying attention to the kind of thoughts we are having and correcting thoughts that are inconsistent with how the Bible teaches us to think about God and to think about ourselves and think about life. And we are to be self-controlled, which means not to let ourselves be in control, but to be Scripture-controlled, to take control of the heart. So that's the command. Keep the heart. Now, the manner indicates that this is not going to be an easy task or a short task. With all diligence. That means it's going to be hard to do. You have to do it anyway. It doesn't take diligence to do something that's easy. It means that it's going to be a long and difficult task. It doesn't take diligence to stick to something that is over in a moment. And so we should expect this to be our life's work, working out our salvation with fear and trembling, that we should be diligent. Keep the heart with all diligence. It means that we're not going to be able to do this keeping of the heart in a way in which we just go through the motions. Perhaps you have an idea of what personal devotions is supposed to look like, or what you're supposed to look like and do during a family worship or in corporate worship. And so you get accustomed to just doing the things, and the things are over, and then you rise from your worship and you live and think and feel just the way you would have if you hadn't worshipped at all. No, keeping the heart takes diligence. It takes diligence during the worship to attend well upon the Lord. And where does this diligence come from? It can't come from us, because the reason we're keeping our hearts is because it can't come from us. And so the diligence must come from the Lord. And so in dependence upon the Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to God in the worship. We give ourselves to God in the singing. We give ourselves to God as we read and think about His Word. We give ourselves to God as we call upon His name and pour out our souls in prayer and turn over whatever it is that we have seen in His Word to a request that He would do according to what He has said. And so we take control of our hearts by the worship of God, and then we live with that worship, with that mindset that is formed by God and His Word in the worship. It takes diligence. It's hard work. And even the diligence we must get from God the Holy Spirit. Keep your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it spring the issues of life. You only get one shot at this life. Every moment you have lived is gone for eternity. Every day you have lived has been spent, and you have a limited number of them. There is an eternal life coming, but you will not get to do all of the things in mortifying sin and serving God in a sinful world, reflecting Him to those whom you pray and hope that He will bring to faith in Jesus Christ, overlooking wrongs, imitating God and being someone who is forgiving of sin. You won't get to do any of those in the next life. Suffering through weakness by faith in Jesus, bearing patiently under pain or illness or providential affliction circumstances. All of these things are limited time offers. And the way we interact with God's providence in this life is going to flow out of what kind of heart we're maintaining before God. So that if we grumble before our duty, or we begrudge having to spend and be spent for the Lord, or we harbor bitterness or are sour with other people or over what they do or what they don't do, all of these different sorts of things come from not having maintained the heart. Rather, the way that we see the character of Christ worked out in our life is first by the diligent keeping of the heart, and then what comes out is not merely superficial obedience that kind of sort of looks like Jesus, but the actual outworking of the character and life of Christ in our lives by His Holy Spirit. An unkept heart will issue out sin and unfaithfulness, and find itself able to be miserable in any circumstance. A diligently kept heart will find coming out of it righteousness, faith, love, and joy, and the ability to be glad in every circumstance as we enjoy the life of God, the life of Christ in us in this life, and even anticipate the life to come. So, my dear children, your not thinking about other things, and realize what your mind goes to by default. Recognize it and improve it, correct it, grow it by God's word. Keep your hearts with all diligence. And when you wake up in the first thing in the morning, you have an opportunity to decide what the first thing is going to be that you do in the day. Keep your heart with all diligence. And when we are trying to go to sleep and are having a hard time falling asleep, you and I need to keep our heart with all diligence. And when we're in family worship and we've got the word of God before us, we need to keep our heart with all diligence. Let us live before the face of God, keeping our hearts with all diligence. For out of it, out of the heart, springs the issues of life. Let's pray. O Lord, help us to be those who meditate upon your word, who think deeply and persistently upon the truth about you and the truth that you teach us in your word, everything that that means for how we live. We pray that your spirit would give us the diligence, that you would give us the awareness to understand what our own heart is like, and that you would give us skill and ability in keeping it, that our hearts might be tamed and brought under the control of your word, of your spirit. Oh Lord, we want to live in this world in a way that issues forth from hearts that do bless you with all our heart, and that are not cast down, but hope in you, and are eager to praise you forever and ever. So we pray that you would give us skill in this discipline of keeping the heart. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.